Amen. Good morning. This is your morning reflection from the Elam Church Sunderland, and my name is Granville. In Matthew chapter 6 and verses 9 onwards, there we have the example that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And he prays these words, "Pray then in this way," he says to his disciples, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Thy kingdom come. Let me ask you a question. Why should we want the kingdom to be established? And a kingdom is where the king rules. And in the life of the Christian, King Jesus rules and reigns. And as we live the kingdom life, we should reflect the life and the character and the nature of Jesus. And the first thing that happens when the Church of Jesus Christ, the people of God, live kingdom life, God is glorified. First and foremost, not our churches, because they're the biggest and the best. We've got the loveliest church. We've got the best preachers. We've got the best worship team. We've got the best facilities. We've got everything under the sun. No, no. It's not about us. It's about him. When God's kingdom is lived out, when the kingdom comes in your life and in my life and in the life of the church to which we are associated, God himself is glorified. You see, the second thing we note is that the church reflects God to the world. What the world around us sees of the local church gives them an opinion of God. And so many associate God with the building. There is God, the building. And we must get used to the idea that church is not steeple, but people. You and me, believers gathered together. And whether we're in a building or outside a building, whether we are living our daily lives, working, etc., you see, we're the church. And what does the world see of you and me? Do they see us living kingdom lives? Do they see us reveling in the life that Jesus gave? Jesus promised to give life. Life with a capital L, more abundantly, he says, to you and to me. So when the church, when the world looks at the church, and the church is dead, indifferent, sleeping, closed doors, that's their image of God. But when you and I live in the power that Jesus lives in, the resurrected life, the life of God, and we manifest the love and the life and the nature of Jesus in all that we do, when we come together, when we serve the Lord, the church reflects God and we manifest the life of Jesus, kingdom living, kingdom life. The third thing is this, that when the church lives kingdom life, when the church is pulsating with the power of God, the devil takes notice. And someone says that the devil quakes, the kingdom of hell quakes. Yeah, I can understand that. The devil hates to see people living a godly life, hates to see living in the kingdom power that Jesus gives. And let me tell you one thing that happens when a church of believers, when a gathering of believers is alive with the kingdom life that Jesus promised, when it's pulsating with the life of God, all hell is enraged, and they will do everything. The devil will do everything to pull the church down. Persecution doesn't mean that we're doing it wrong. Let me tell you something. Persecution is that we're doing it right. We're living kingdom life. So we work to establish the kingdom. We grow in the kingdom. We flourish in the kingdom. And when we do that, God is glorified. And remember what scripture says, the kingdom does not consist in talk, but in power. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.